Friends, the original root of the word Jerusalem was Salem. It existed before King David, the patriarch Abraham, and even before the Hebrew language. The word Salem is shared by all ancient Semitic languages, Chaldean, Assyrian, Aramaic, and Arabic. Chapter 14 of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, first refers to Salem in connection to a priest called Melchizedek. His name means righteousness, justice, and truth. He is described as King of Salem, meaning King of Peace. Friends, Salem became Jerusalem, which means the City of Peace. Its location on the hills made it strategic and defendable. When King David defeated the Jebusites and took the city from them, he made Jerusalem the capital city of his kingdom about 1,000 years before Christ. Under David, it became a symbol of power and success. Under David's son Solomon, it became prosperous and prestigious, especially after building the famous Great Temple. Friends, the majestic temple made Jerusalem an important tourist and business center. Sadly, Solomon's material success and pompous lifestyle negatively impacted the religious, social, and moral direction of the kingdom. It also redirected the priorities of his royal successors. The civilian and religious leadership and the priesthood became corrupted. Isaiah described Jerusalem's state of affairs in the first chapter of his prophetic book, saying, "How the faithful city has become a whore, she who was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them." Friends, the corruption rapidly led to the kingdom's division and defeat. Yet a remnant was preserved in the Babylonian exile. During the Persian rule, reformers such as Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah raised interest in the study of the Old Testament scriptures. This caused a major spiritual awakening. It also positively impacted the convictions of Cyrus, the Persian king. Like the faithful remaining ones among them, he became convinced of the divine agenda of Abraham's call for the blessing of humanity through a special future offspring. As King Cyrus realized this, he encouraged and supported their study of scriptures and return to rebuild the city and the temple as foretold by the prophet Isaiah. Friends, sadly, over the next several generations, the majority of the Judean remnant again became corrupted. Under ungodly civil and religious leaderships, they developed a self-centered and arrogant earthly agenda. When the special offspring, the Messiah, called Emmanuel, promised to be born to a virgin, arrived, the vast majority rejected his agenda for a self-giving new humanity. He expressed the sadness of his heart about their attitudes in words that we read from the end of the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left desolate to you. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the 8th chapter of the book of John, the 4th book of the New Testament, we read his reaction to their intent to kill him. Why do you not understand what I say? It's because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Friends, Jesus the Messiah, the promised new Adam, the Prince of Peace, the Light of the world, did not come to establish a corruptible, ethnic, earthly kingdom. He came to fulfill the true purpose of God's call to Abraham, to redeem a blessed new humanity gathered from all families of our fallen humanity. Hallelujah.